Unpublished Opinion for December 12, 2005. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, I talk about the week of training that wasn't, a movie review of the film Capote, and some new things on the website. Now, first up, for some reason, all of last week, I did not do any sort of exercising whatsoever. I know on the last podcast, I was pretty adamant about the fact that the next day I was going to get back on track and go to the gym and swim, and I just didn't. I did laundry one day. I got my hair cut another day. I had an office party to go to one of the days, and I just didn't have any motivation whatsoever to go do any sort of exercise at all. It didn't really help that we had a big snowstorm on Thursday. Didn't really hurt any. I just like to use that as a reason to complain about not going to the gym. It snowed a lot. What am I going to do? But I really sort of paid the price for not working out all last week because I was very lethargic over the weekend. A little cranky, and I can only imagine that it's because I haven't been exercising, because when I exercise, I feel better, I'm energized, etc. And this weekend, I just felt like crap. In fact, I fell asleep during the Bears game, and I don't think that that has ever happened. Well, they were playing like crap, too, so it wasn't exactly exciting, but that just shows you how tired I was if I fell asleep during football. But I'm happy to report that today, I am back on track. I went to the gym, and I did 6 miles on the bike, and then I did a mile on the treadmill immediately following, and it felt pretty good. Musical accompaniment on the iPod was once again the Walk the Line soundtrack, which is very energetic. I've decided that the song Jackson on there is probably the most peppy. It really gets me going. So it's a good soundtrack to listen to. And so like I said, I think I'm back on track. We'll see. Hopefully the rest of the week I will keep on going and do what I'm supposed to be doing. I just have to remember that when I'm feeling like I don't want to go, you know, for whatever reason, because it's cold or it's snowing or I'd rather get my hair cut, I have to remind myself that once I go, I'll feel so much better. Even once I just get there, I feel better already. And then, obviously, after I've been working out and sweating a little, I always feel better. And also, an interesting little side note, after I, you know, work out and then take a nice warm shower, by the time I get outdoors, I still have sort of like this aura of warmness around me, so the weather doesn't feel quite as cold, which I think is an added bonus, for working out during the winter time. And I felt kind of bad yesterday. After coming home from breakfast at the Salt and Pepper Diner here in Chicago, when I indulged on banana nut French toast, which is as good as it sounds, as we're driving back up Lakeshore Drive, I see off to my right that the Rudolph Ramble 8K, the runners were in fact rambling up the running path, which made me feel a couple things. First of all, it made me feel glad I wasn't out running because it was cold, but the more overwhelming feeling, I think, was sort of a regret combination with feeling a little guilty that I wasn't out there running with all of them when I had planned. This was the second year in a row I sort of loosely said that I was going to do it. Neither year did I sign up, because both years I was like, okay, well, we'll see how the temperature is going to be for that weekend, and if I, you know, feeling up to it. But of course, it was cold, and like I said, we just had a snowstorm, so I was concerned that, you know, the path wouldn't be clear, it'd be slippery, you know, whine. So I didn't do it again. And plus, I feel like I haven't been keeping up with my running enough that I don't even know if I can run 5 miles anymore. So if it had been a 5K, maybe I would have thought about it, but being that it was an 8K, I really just chickened out. But they all look so cute because a whole bunch of them had on the little, like, reindeer antlers that they must have been giving away or something. So it was really cute, and I wish that even if I didn't run, I could still have the antlers. But, you know, we all have to dream. So maybe next year I'll do it just so I can get the antlers. Maybe that will be a good motivator to get me out there in December running in a race. Okay, next up I would like to do a movie review. On Saturday, Prince E and I went to see Capote, which is, as the name would suggest, about Truman Capote. I don't know, I haven't really seen it getting too much publicity, so I'll go into a little bit of detail about what it's about. It stars Philip Seymour Hoffman as Truman Capote, and it focuses on just a narrow portion of his life, rather than like a full biography of his life. It's just about the research that he did for his book In Cold Blood, which, if you haven't read the book, is about a murder of an entire family in a small town in Kansas. And Capote read the article about this killing in the newspaper in New York and decided he was going to write an article about it. So he actually went to Kansas not long after the murder happened, talked to people in the town, talked to friends and family, and eventually began speaking with one of the two men that they arrested for the killings, named Perry Smith. And he became friends with him, you know, throughout the trial and the time that Smith was in prison. And he used that friendship to, you know, make his book more detailed about Smith's life and eventually about the killings, once he was able to sort of coax that information out of Smith, you know, using their friendship. And it's a really powerful movie. I knew going in what I had heard was that Philip Seymour Hoffman was, you know, tremendous in it, which he was. He's definitely, I think, going to get an Oscar nomination for this. He was just really great in the role. But more than that, I was surprised by what a tremendous movie it was. Like I said, it's very powerful, very moving. The characters are so strong, and the acting is so good that it's just one of those movies that you're just at the end, you're just kind of like, wow, you know, that was really great. Catherine Keener is a co-star in it. She actually plays Harper Lee, who you probably know wrote To Kill a Mockingbird. But what I didn't know was that they actually, the two of them, Capote and Lee, grew up together. You know, they knew each other from a very young age, and they were very close friends. So their relationship, you know, was highlighted also in this movie. During the time that Capote was doing the research for In Cold Blood was when Lee was getting all of the attention and notoriety for To Kill a Mockingbird. And the movie kind of shows a little bit of how Capote was, I don't know, jealous of her, or maybe just, he kind of made one comment that he didn't see what all the fuss was about. I mean, the movie definitely portrayed him as sort of, not sort of, as self-absorbed, as, you know, thinking that the world revolved around him. And it was just an interesting character. The way they showed him, the way he used Smith to get more information for his book. And he didn't really seem to feel bad about it, about using that friendship and kind of exploiting it. He was just concerned about making this fantastic book and what it was going to do for him. So definitely, obviously, I recommend this movie. I know it's not in terribly wide release, so I don't know if everyone will be able to go see it yet. Hopefully, if it gets some nominations, they'll expand the showing of it so that everyone can see it. Because, like I said, the movie is great, and Hoffman was great, and Catherine Keener, I thought, was really wonderful as Harper Lee as well. So, if it's in your area, I do recommend that you check it out, and I hope you like it. Finally today, some new things at Unpublished Opinion, the blog, which can be found at simbasmom.blogspot.com. I originally had a guest map up there that I was having people that came to the blog, you know, put themselves on the map. But that that guest map site's not working anymore, so I created a new one with Frapper. So please, if you are over at the blog, click on the little Frapper icon and put yourself on the guest map. It only takes a couple seconds. It would be good so then I could get an idea of, you know, where everyone that's listening or just reading the blog, where everyone is at. Or if you just want to go directly to the site, it's frapper.com, which is frapper.com/unpublishedopinionfans. And you can go right there and add yourself on. The other thing is I added a new header on my blog because it seemed like everybody else I knew was doing it. So I thought I would try that as well. So it's actually a little interesting artistic slant of a picture of Simba up there, so check it out. Let me know what you think. And finally, yesterday I posted on my blog a photograph of me wearing my new coat that I got for Christmas from Prince E. So if you want to see a picture of me, be sure and check it out. Not sure if it'll be exactly what you're expecting, but do check it out. And as always, feel free to email me at unpublishedopinion@sbcglobal.net. And you can vote for me at podcastalley.com. And thanks for listening and have a great day.